So I find this out over the weekend that Overland Park has a special election, mail-in ballot only, coming up in June, that would triple the sales tax for infrastructure from 1/8 of a cent to 3/8 of a cent. And we now welcome on and say hi to Overland Park Councilman Faris Farisadi, who is joining us here on KCMO. Dr. Farisadi, thank you for being here. We appreciate your time. How did this thing come to be where now the city council is asking the people of Overland Park, hey, do you want to triple your sales tax for infrastructure?
Good morning, Pete, and thank you very much for your attention and the time you give to the issues in Overland Park. I appreciate it. About a year and a half ago, in the middle of actually election, there was an idea that, oh, we need to form a group called Infrastructure Advisory Group to talk about budgeting for infrastructure, things that are expensive. And off the bat, unfortunately, not every part of the city of Overland Park was equally represented in that Infrastructure Advisory Group. With all due respect to all the volunteers who went there, each and every one of them was selected by the mayor. The rest of the council had no say in it. And the huge task of figuring out the infrastructure budget and how much we can spend and raising money for it was put on the shoulders of this advisory group. Mm-hmm. And then this advisory group came out with the solution that we need to raise the sales tax to pay for some infrastructure improvement.
So everybody in Overland Park, all registered voters, are going to be receiving this mail-in ballot that they'll send back in here in the next couple of weeks?
Correct, yeah. Ballots have started, they start going out late May and early June, and then they are due to be mailed back around June 22nd.
Okay. So what is, Dr. Farisadi, what is, you sit on the council, I know that you're not necessarily coming out in favor or against it per se, but you do want it. You seem to be one of the few who wants to at least bring awareness to this, to the citizens of Overland Park, that, hey, this is something that you need to know about, you need to have a say on, you need to vote on, and you need to understand. What do you think, and I know that you've got an event coming up as well, but what is your big message right now to voters in Overland Park about this potential tripling of the infrastructure sales tax?
Absolutely, absolutely. You just absolutely made the absolute correct statement. I want the voters to have an informed and educated vote. What are they getting for this additional $16.5 million worth of taxes that the city of Overland Park is trying to absorb from them in terms of extra sales tax? They need to know. They need to understand what they are getting. And I give you a great example. If the old story of chip seal, this horrendous treatment, this rural grade treatment that we do on residential streets, which is a health and safety hazard, you know, rips the kids' skin apart. And recently I got a paper saying that it might be even carcinogenic, the material there. If that is their concern, I need my constituents, I need my neighbors and the friends know that under the current expenditure plan, chip seal is going to be stopped in about half a century. So we're going to raise the taxes now. In half a century, we're going to stop the chip seal. In 20 years, we're going to stop 41% of the chip seal. And that means that half a century later, hopefully, God willing, my grandkids may not drive on chip seal. Mm-hmm. So that they need to know. And then, okay, so priority, which came out of this infrastructure advisory group, partly because not everywhere was equally represented, was never on the track that people of Overland Park were telling us. 6,000 people wrote to us, said that, leave me alone, I don't want chip seal. And then you have recommendations coming out, and chip seal is not even on the top priority list. So they need to know. They need to know what they are paying for and what they are getting for it.
So $16.5 million is what you're suggesting the tripling of the infrastructure sales tax would be raising or would raise. I don't know. I mean, it would seem to me that with the cost of housing in Overland Park continuing to skyrocket, there's got to be a lot more money coming in through your coffers for property taxes, right? I mean, is there a way to offset whatever you guys claim the need on infrastructure by using new monies found from property tax values?
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like in Overland Park, we are in a catch-22. On one side, our property values are inflated, therefore we pay more taxes. And then every single major thing people of Overland Park want to have done, then they have to pay extra money for it. You want to expand Highway 69? I'm going to put a toll on you. You want a mental health police force? I'm going to raise property tax on you. Every year for the last 2 or 3 years, Overland Park has rejected revenue neutrality that the state authorizes. They will take all of these property taxes that you say they'll take all of it in. How much is it? I think in the last 2 years, the number of extra property tax we collected is more than $40 million. But you know where, Pete, the problem is that the priorities are upside down.
Well, what are they doing with the extra $40 million then?
But, you know, according to our city manager last time, a bunch of it went to raising salaries. Oh. Which, yeah, I understand. Some of the salaries were low, and we could increase them, bring them up. That's understandable, including our police force. Definitely they needed a boost. But at the same time, we are talking about a lot of money because mm-hmm. Overland Park is big. Property values keep going up. So could we adjust some of these coming property taxes to go towards infrastructure? Therefore, we didn't need to raise the sales tax. That was a possibility. Could we look into efficiencies in this $370 million budget?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But rather than jumping immediately on a sales tax.
Well, I can't speak, Dr. Faris Farisati, to what your colleagues are doing, but I at least appreciate you bringing awareness of this to the taxpayers of Overland Park who are going to be voting on this tripling of a sales tax for what they're saying are infrastructure needs coming up in June. You've got an event taking place at the Leawood Pioneer Library Saturday, June 10th, 9 to 11 a.m. You can join him there, and we appreciate your insight on this. Anything else you want to add to the taxpayer of Overland Park?
Let me add one last comment.
Yes.
Because like any disease, you have to look at the root cause of the disease in order to be able to fix it. All this extra pressure on the people of Overland Park in terms of sales tax, toll lane, increased property tax, is because of wrong and unfitting and inappropriate fiscal policies that during the last 10, 15 years handed over close to $700-800 million of taxes to developers, and those investments, as they call them, they never paid back. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if all of these tax giveaways to a bunch of developers, to a bunch of builders, would bring such an economic prosperity, our coffers should be so full right now that we didn't need to raise a penny on tax on anybody. We need to stop that policy. That's the root cause of it. And we need to stop it if we're going to be able to provide quality of life.
That is such a good point. Faris Farisati, appreciate it. Thank you so much, Doc. Have a great day.
Thank you very much for your interest and your time. Bye-bye.
You bet. That is Overland Park Councilman Faris Farisati. That is so true. And by the way, every single municipality in the metro can take some advice on what he just said there. If all these multifamily apartment complex ideas that, you know, these city councils in Johnson County, but across the metro, sign off on, they're going to bring all this economic prosperity and economic windfall. We never look back and actually analyze whether or not those things come to fruition, do we? We just go and build the next one. The city councils just go and approve the next one. They give the tax break to the next developer. That's what they do. It is such a scam. And it's happening in Overland Park, all over Johnson County, up north, Lee's Summit. It is happening everywhere. Every single corner of this.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Metro.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.